Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings, buy one get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties, buy two get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
BJ and Jamie.
I've got a story here, and I don't want you to think I made it up just so I could start some trouble here. But Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
Remember a few weeks ago when he came out and said he'll never leave Colorado?
He's leaving. Yep.
Well, he's trying to leave.
He's going to go.
That's what I'm hearing. All right. Remember about, I don't know, a month ago. Spadil, do you have the audio?
Yeah, I got it right here.
All right. Listen to Deion. This was when there was a rumor that he would be going to the Dallas Cowboys because they were going to draft his son, Shadur, or whatever his name is, right?
Shalom.
And they were all going down there. Well, no, it was the quarterback, Shadur.
Shalom. I call him Shalom.
All right. Shalom. Shalom. He was going to the Dallas Cowboys, and he came out, and he said, there's no – in fact, he was going to build something on a mountain, remember, that said he was going to be here forever. Go ahead, Spadil.
I'm elated where I am. I'm happy where I am. I can't wait to see what the future beholds where I am. And I love Boulder, Colorado. So I have every intention, every plan in the world to be – coaching for the Colorado Buffs from here on. I want to finish here. I want to put the flag. I want my names on the mountains right out there. I want to put my flag down in Colorado.
Flag. Put the flag down
now,
right here in Colorado.
When we played that, what I said to you guys was the words, every intention is a word out.
Uh-huh.
That's what I remember. I was like, you guys, he said every intention, which does not say... I will definitely. Intention is like, I'm intentionally going to try to stay here, but if I, you know.
But if something better comes along, then.
Yeah.
When you add, I'm going to plant a flag, do all this, you almost imply that I would never look at another opportunity, or at least for the next few years.
Well, except for the word every intention takes me out of that.
It's a month later, and here's the story. He's been turned down. He reached out to the Las Vegas Raiders, and he asked the Raiders if he could become.
I heard it was L.A. That's weird.
Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he went to the Las Vegas Raiders, and Tom Brady and the other ownership, because Tom Brady's involved now, said they're not interested in him.
Whoa!
Wow.
The Colorado head coach. Here's what it says.
When did that come down? Because yesterday I just read that they were.
I don't know. It came out this morning.
It did?
Is what I'm reading here. The Colorado head coach is said to have a very strong interest and reached out to the Raiders. But the Raiders said, we're not interested.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a burn.
So he's trying to get into the NFL.
Because they said that Brady and him were BFFs, besties. Yeah. And that it was like going to be because they want Shalom. And so it's all like a total package because Brady loves Shalom as well. And so it was all going to work out.
Through Sanders's agents, he made connections to the league. He reportedly reached out to the team to inform them of his interest in coaching the Las Vegas Raiders. And they say,
man, that whole story changed, didn't it?
Yeah.
Because on Saturday, it was that the Raiders had reached out to him, that Brady was a team, you know, the father and son, and that he wanted him. And now it's come out that it's
the opposite.
It's the opposite. Like, please pick me.
They fired their coach. They fired the coach out in Vegas just after the season ended. And the rumor is that it was Dion who reached out to them and said, hey, I'm right here. Hey.
Has Dion said anything about that?
Deion Sanders has not made a comment that I know of. According to this report, this is Tom Brady's group that is saying that we're not interested. We have zero interest is what it says.
Yeah. Crazy.
Zero. In hiring the coach who's 57 years old.
Wow.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.